This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Dow Automotive Systems. Build stronger, lighter vehicles. Learn how at Betamate.com. And also brought to you by the McComb Group. Customer service and satisfaction is their first priority.
If you see a helicopter rocking above you, everything's okay. It's just Joel flying to the theme he couldn't get out of his head. We aim to please. And thanks for the reminders, too. Yeah, he, Fess Parker, was also TV's Daniel Boone, not just Davy Crockett. He was both. And then, by the way, later became a major California winemaker and developer. He died at the sadly, at the age of 85, which happened to be his wife's 84th birthday, Marcella's 84th birthday. They were married 50 years. One of the unusual Hollywood, one of the unusual marriages. All righty. I had a number of people call. It started with Brooks Patterson at our St. Patrick's Day party saying how he was couldn't wait to get the Burger King on Saturday to have a nice, juicy burger. It's all about the governor saying she had a kind of a proclamation that Michiganders should forego meat eating tomorrow. Well, you know, this is going to cause some trouble with some people, including the beef producers. And this is one of the more notable ones is on the other end of my line. Gary Vogt is a beef producer from Marne, which is near Grand Rapids, Ottawa County. He's past president, as of just this past month, of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and well, he's not too happy about this, and I don't blame you, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I tell you what, you're saying the quote I've used a couple of times. You said to the governor, quote, "Admit you got flim-flammed by an animal rights activist group, Governor. It's time to, as we say, cowboy up." Are you mostly tongue-in-cheek, or are you truly upset about this?
It's a most irresponsible thing. I couldn't say man up because be a man because she's not. So I said be cowboy up. She could fix this today. I've had indications through emails that they're going to let it lie. They don't think it's a big deal. But it is a big deal. It was irresponsible for her to sign that proclamation.
Well, I'm sure she was doing it all with the best of intentions, but I can understand how it can upset you. And I've had a number of listeners call in or email, like John just did a moment ago, saying he can't wait to eat meat. He might not have even been planning on eating meat tomorrow, but he will. I mean, that so goes the way people are thinking about it. And I understand you have quite a nice menu plan for tomorrow as well.
Well, it's our normal Saturday menu. We start out with frying up a pound of bacon and then fry our eggs in the bacon grease, maybe a little side of Michigan potatoes. We work hard on the farm here on Saturday morning.
Sounds like we could stop at your house rather than Tony's on our way up north.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, a pound of bacon and fry up the eggs in the bacon grease. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Keep your arteries open.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice beef stew or chili for lunch. And then tomorrow evening, we've got a table at a nice steakhouse in Grand Rapids and plan to order the 18-ounce bone-in ribeye.
Oh, bone-in ribeye. What a bad steak for you, but a delicious steak to eat. My favorite steak.
There are no bad steaks.
Well, you know what I mean. It's if you're going to pick a fatty steak, that'd be the fatty one, and that's why it's got such good flavor. Hey, I don't mean to throw you off here, but in all of this menu, anything, I hope you're sitting down, anything green and leafy, yellow, red, any vegetables or fruit at all?
That's the interesting part about her resolution. She said, explore the different recipes that can be created by using fresh vegetables. Now, I don't know, can you buy Michigan lettuce or green beans in March in Michigan? What ingredients do we have this time of the year?
Uh-huh.
She's telling us to buy imported food from South America tomorrow.
Oh, you're relentless. You are.
Well,
Oh, boy. Okay. What do you say to this before we let you go? Jerry Vogt is a beef producer from Marin, past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not happy with the governor calling for a meatless day tomorrow, as you might imagine. Now, the guy who made the suggestion, apparently, according to an email to the Free Press, Jerry Schnebel, director of Metro Detroit nonprofit Totally Vegetarian, he said he sought the proclamation. He doesn't like being called a food elitist. I don't know who called him a food elitist, but whatever. But his quote is this, and I want your reaction before we let you go, Gary. His quote is, I would point out that two-thirds of all Americans are either overweight or obese, and I can guarantee you they did not get that way by overeating fruits and vegetables. End of quote.
They got that way by sitting on the couch. Part of the healthy lifestyle is eat right, exercise, get up in the morning, do some work.
Let's face it, one of the most famous diets, the Atkins diet, is just protein. You can eat all the steaks you want, frankly.
That's right.
And you're right. It's exercise. And for what I'll say is everything in moderation. I have got no problem at all with people skipping meat from time to time or having fish.
We're skipping meat today, and we're not even Catholic, so... But that's of choice.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about the meat, Paul.
I know that. It's about a government proclamation, for goodness sakes, where the government has no business proclaiming.
These people go to law school, and now suddenly she's a dietitian. and it's not just about the meat producers in Michigan. It's all of agriculture she threw under the bus. It's a pork, chicken, dairy, beef. But it's also all the corn and soybean farmers. It's also all the farmers that buy pickup trucks. We are the second largest economy in Michigan, $71 billion. And for have the governor throw us all under the bus for no reason, it's just irresponsible.
It'd be kind of like the governor of Nevada saying, I sure hope people won't gamble anymore. It's kind of like what the president did when he threw all of Las Vegas under the bus. What are these people thinking? I mean, why aren't these people thinking? Okay, got to go. Thank you so much, Gary. Have a great meatful Saturday.
We'll be eating fine tomorrow. Okay. I hope everybody else does, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, he'd be a lot of fun to, I could tell you, he'd be a lot of fun to sit down and have a nice steak with, wouldn't he? You know, and I'm not, I don't know for a fact, but. There'd be at least one of us smoking a fine cigar after that with a little vino. Don't you think? Yeah. All right, let's check some news and information with Georgie Girl at 7:33. I can't help it. Every time I look at you like that with the hat. Yeah, well, absolutely. Without question, it's a compliment. And Dana Clark is here.
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.